Bangkok, Phnom Penh. Intense border clashes between Thailand and Cambodia have escalated into the deadliest military confrontation between the two Southeast Asian nations in over a decade, with the death toll rising to 15 and more than 120,000 people displaced. The violence, now in its second day, has triggered international alarm and prompted an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council. The conflict, centered along the disputed border regions, has claimed the lives of at least 14 people in Thailand, including 13 civilians and one soldier, and one person in Cambodia. Heavy artillery exchanges and rocket fire continued into Friday across 12 border locations, doubling from the previous day, signaling a widening of hostilities. Rear Admiral Surasat Kongsiri, a spokesperson for the Thai military, confirmed that Cambodian forces have been using heavy weapons, prompting Thai troops to respond with appropriate supporting fire. Acting Thai Prime Minister Phumthom Wichayachai warned that the situation had intensified and could escalate into a state of war. Thailand's Ministry of Interior reported that over 100,000 residents from four border provinces, Surin, Sisaket, Buriram, and Ubon Ratchathani, have been relocated to more than 300 evacuation shelters. Cambodia's northern Preah Vihear province has seen an exodus of around 20,000 people, according to local officials. Thai officials said food, water, and medical assistance are being provided to evacuees, though reports from the ground suggest conditions remain dire. The fighting has seen both sides accusing the other of initiating hostilities. Thai military sources claimed an F-16 fighter jet was deployed to bomb Cambodian targets on Thursday, while Cambodian forces allegedly fired long-range rockets toward Thai civilian areas. Shelling was also reported early Friday near Cambodia's Preah Vihear Temple, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Further controversy emerged as Cambodia's Mine Action Authority accused Thailand of using cluster munitions in Preah Vihear province. The reported use of such weapons has been condemned as a violation of international humanitarian norms. The United Nations Security Council is expected to convene to address the rapidly deteriorating situation. Both the United States and China have issued statements urging restraint. The U.S., a treaty ally of Thailand, called for an immediate end to hostilities. China, closely aligned with Cambodia, voiced deep concern and encouraged both sides to resolve their dispute through dialogue.